Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. And a story from Thursday's Lakeville Journal by Patrick Sullivan. There'll be two public hearings in July on proposed changes to promote multifamily housing in Salisbury and the zoning regulations. Planning and Zoning Commission met on Monday night to go over changes to the zoning amendments and to set the dates for the hearings. The public hearing will start Monday, July 1st at 6:30 at the Town Hall. The hearing will be continued to Saturday, July 13th at 10 a.m. at Town Hall. The latter date was set so that weekend residents will also be able to participate. Now from Lila Hawkett in the Millerton News, a proposal to construct a significant building on Smithfield Valley drew 35 residents to a meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals on Monday, airing concerns about the impact of the quality of life and disruption of the scenic attributes of the area. An application has been made to the Planning Board by property owners Herb Allen and Monica De La Torre to build an accessory building 47 feet in height and approximately 15,000 square feet in the area. The visible building would be located on a level and open parcel of land along Smithfield Valley Road, presently being crop farmed by Coon Brothers Farm in Smithfield. The Planning Board convened a public hearing on the application. The hearing was interrupted by issues being referred to ZBA by Friends of Smithfield Valley Conservation, an organization interested in the zoning meeting by residents Craig Cullen and attorney Alan Rapplier. The public hearing is being held open so that it will resume when the Zoning Board completes its determinations on the issues. Once the Board's process that will include a public hearing on the issues is raised, is completed, and has reached its decision on issues, then the Planning Board's public hearing on the project as a whole will continue. Legislators from the Hudson Valley and beyond are now attempting to fix New York State's embattled cashless tolling system with different legislative tactics. From rebates to amnesty, several plans are in the Senate and Assembly committees right now before they can have a vote in Albany. The 12 bills comes after Governor Cuomo vetoed the Tollpayer Protection Act last December. The precisely targeted bill would have curbed some of the practices creating the problems facing thousands of drivers using the system throughout New York. Senator David Carlucci of Clarkstown believes the system can work. Carlucci and Assemblyman Tom Abinanti from Tarrytown, along with a collection of legislative allies from every corner of the state in both political parties, are using the legislative equivalent of a shotgun blast aimed now at possibly trying to fix the cashless tolling problems throughout New York State. Berkshire Jewish Federation presents Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora, as she discusses her father's Yiddish connection. The free 10:45 a.m. lecture takes place at the Hevrath of Southern Berkshire on Route 23 in Great Barrington. 413-442-4360, extension 10. An art show at Sheffield Senior Center, supported by the Massachusetts and Sheffield Cultural Councils, 5 till 7 p.m., under the guidance of noted Berkshire artist Ellen Murtaugh. The Monday afternoon art class has assembled a wide range of work. A coloring book of original student art is also available for purchase. Tagconic Grange No. 100 in Sharon has their annual rummage and plant sale coming up this year on June 1st. Always a large amount of plants, both flowers and vegetables. Many people come long distances for this plant sale alone, but inside the historic Grange Hall, you'll find everything priced to sell and people willing to explain what is the Grange. That is 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 1st at the Sharon Grange Hall at 7 Dunbar Road. A household hazardous waste collection day is scheduled for June 1st from 9 till noon at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street. Participating towns for registration: Canaan, Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon. Residents from participating towns must register to obtain a ticket from their town halls to participate. Registration takes place with no charge. Columbia Green Ag Day, a 4-H 90th anniversary event on Saturday, June 1st, runs from 10 till 2 on the campus of the Columbia Green Community College. Local food and fiber vendors will offer their locally grown handmade items for sale. Nancy Carey Johnson will share her folk country blues style of music, and you can learn more about Cornell Cooperative Extension. A book event, Connecticut 169 Club by Martin Podscotch, on Saturday, 1 o'clock free at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon announces their summer exhibition, Peter Steiner Paintings, and the opening reception for that will be on Saturday, June 1st from 4 to 6. The show will be on display through the entire month of August. For more information, 860-364-5041. By the way, refreshments will be served. An evening of wine and hors d'oeuvres and live jazz will be held June 1st from 7 till 9 p.m. at 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan. The event will kick off a capital campaign to raise $100,000 for much-needed repairs to the Pilgrim House, the 60-year-old building that is home to Fishes and Loaves. Tickets can be purchased at 860-824-7232. On Saturday, June 1st at 7 Music Mountain, the next Festival of Emerging Artists, Peter Askham, conductor, Miranda Cuxon, violin, the orchestra of the next Festival of Emerging Artists. Admission is free, but donations will benefit the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information, next-fest.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, June 1st at 7 o'clock. Open Borders, Nick Morin, George Potts, and Carol Levin at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. More information, tinyurl.com, 12 Moons. The Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will present an a cappella barbershop course featuring the Berkshire Hillsmen and members of the Taconic Hills Select Choir Sunday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4101. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 25,170.69, the NASDAQ at 7567.72, and the S&P 500 at 2788.88. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.